Hey, how you doing? This is Candyman. Oh, you need to come on down to the second line of New Orleans. It's happening right now, today. You got Perfect Gentlemen. They're on Washington LaSalle at this present moment. You need to come have your fun, stomp your feet, and throw your hands in the air, because it's that time.
Well, it's basically, it's just time for everybody to enjoy themselves.
It's a tradition of New Orleans. Ain't no other states do this, have second lines.
One of New Orleans' best-kept secrets. Second lining is this spectacular explosion of brass music, insane dancing, and festooned costumes.
In different neighborhoods, every weekend, all throughout the year, it's this cultural happening. It's really something that's helped establish what people recognize around the world now as New Orleans culture.
That was Ian McNulty, a freelance writer here in New Orleans.
Certainly New Orleans music, that idea of being out in the streets, being free, being wild, having a great time. This is rolling down the street, turning the same streets that you'd go on your commute to work with into this wild party that just happens to take place one block at a time through your city.
We finally caught up with the parade at Washington Street just as the second line turned towards the river and made its first stop at the Purple Rain Lounge on South Saratoga.
When people come to the city and they see a second line parade, they're seeing a great time. They're seeing, you know, people having a blast out in the streets. They're hearing brass band music. It's just wild and so much fun. What you don't necessarily see is the history and the culture behind it. What you have to know is these clubs, the social aid and pleasure clubs, this is a key component to the culture of New Orleans. There's countless clubs. They're all over the city. They're in every different neighborhood. And each one is kind of the focal point for a lot of things in its members' lives. But most importantly is that annual parade that they do. Now, they have a history going way back in the 19th century when these organizations started as, you know, the name says it, social aid and pleasure clubs. The social aid part was to help out people in their neighborhoods who, you know, because of racist policies back then, couldn't get life insurance, couldn't get funeral coverage. And if you were part of this club, you bought into it and paid your dues, and they would make sure that you had a good send-off when you died. And over the years, you know, the parades became these big promotional outlets for these clubs. They would, you know, parade, and they would have these great outfits and banners and proclaim themselves. And it was kind of a way of getting membership and also of just promoting the club's pride, the club's spirit.
The parade outfits can be very intricate. Every year they have two colors that are their signature colors.
Deborah Cotton always keeps an eye and an ear open for the next second line. Also known as Red Cotton, Deborah is the second line correspondent for Gambit's online magazine.
Generally, those colors are kept secret until the minute that the club comes out of the door and they debut their parade with the band playing and everyone cheering.
People who are actually in the club are attired in the most gorgeous, colorful, elaborate, ornate outfits you can imagine.
They usually send off to have their shoes made in Italy, and the shoes can run up to $1,200. They also have big fans and baskets that they have made, and the whole costuming can run in the thousands.
The men, the women, even the little children, we're talking about just huge suits and sashes and great hats, and with every little detail down from the buckles of their shoes to the cufflinks.
And I've seen a couple of clubs over the past couple of years, all of the women, you maybe five or nine women, come out in full-length fur coats, you know, on top of their outfits. So we're looking at outfits that are very expensive, but it's a labor of love. It's important for these people. Many of them, working class, have regular 9-to-5 jobs. Some of them have 2 and 3 jobs, little side hustles. But it's important for them to have one day a year where they can come out and be king or queen for the day.
Well, right now I'm wearing what they call a sash, a streamer, with a multicolor blue and lime green with some writing on it. Got the fan that go with it, and I got a walking cane that go with it, you know, and so I'm doing my thing.
For the past 2 decades, Travis Lyons has been the president of the Perfect Gentlemen Social Aid and Pleasure Club.
Travis Lyons is a really incredible community leader.
Well, I've been doing it for 21 years. Dress up, have a good time, have a party, for 4 hours, from 1 to 5. Have a blast.
Every club has their set day every year that they parade. It's the same day every year.
They got plenty. I don't even know how to count.
There's so many new clubs popping up on the scene that are looking for a day within the calendar year to parade.
They're waiting to hit the streets.
That the NOPD now has a policy that if you miss parading on your assigned day, you lose your day, and it's up for grabs for any other club that wants to get it.
We are going through an economic decline right now, and members of the Perfect Gentlemen were not able to pull together all the financing to pay for everything.
So Travis, the president, took it upon himself to hold it down on his own, and he came out by himself.
The person who put this whole thing together is a one man.
And it was an incredible parade. There was a lot of people there to support him, and he looked great. His colors were blue and green, and it was beautiful. And really, it was a statement around commitment and discipline.
Everybody keep the culture going. All the people,
it was great to see a man hold on to tradition and prioritize it.
That everybody is still doing it. I take my hat off to all the new clubs that's coming along.
And just do what it takes and show others it's important to maintain tradition and to keep your commitment to the community.
That's trying to keep the culture going, because this is all we have right here. This is how we have fun in our community.
I'm Joseph Mays. We do this every Sunday now. They put their social aid and pleasure clubs together. They put their money together. They bought a band. They spend thousands on clothes. And it's a big old moving club. You can come enjoy yourself. You know what I'm saying? And this is how we do it in New Orleans every Sunday. It's been going on way before I was born, every Sunday. This is how New Orleans people do it. We like to celebrate. We spiritual people. We like to live in our culture. And this is what we do.